This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're on the radio.
You're singing right in my face.
I wasn't. I was miming right in your
face. Even weirder.
Arthur Lee in Love singing Cowboy. Not the Love for Sale version. No, it's the Real to Real version. Yeah, the funky album. The funky album that I went there. Anyway, it's a boring story. I can't even bother to go into that. I was just going to tell a story about it.
Just bore yourself.
Yeah, I do that quite a lot. I do bore myself quite a lot, guys. 03, we still got those kids there. Hello, kids. Are you the guys pretending to be from America? There we go. Yeah, I know you do. They phoned in from a second phone line as well.
And then they're geniuses.
You guys are geniuses, aren't you? Huh? Why don't you phone in from a normal phone line? There we go. Jerry's on the line. Hello, Jerry.
Hello.
Hey, man.
Hey, kids in America. Hey, kids in America. How you doing?
Better than you, buddy. The heat getting to you, huh?
Yeah, it's not about this couple of days. Really. Just 7 o'clock, please. 7 o'clock,
well,
please.
There's going to be a thunderstorm in about 3 weeks' time, so that should break things up
a
bit.
Looking forward to the 28th. I'm still going to get there. I haven't got any transport yet, but I'm going to get there somehow.
Okay. Well, if you start wheeling yourself now...
I said, boss.
If you start wheeling yourself now, you should be able to make it.
No, I can't wheel myself. I just had my transfer. I lost a song for you. Just...
Go on, then.
You do my surprise. There's no one playing that. How's Nigel's mum going on? How's Nigel's mum?
How's Nigel's mum? We haven't had an update in the last couple of days.
We haven't had a little update from Nigel for a while. I'm more concerned about Nigel than Nigel's mum, if I'm completely honest.
In what respect? You think he's breaking down? He's doing too much for him.
Who's doing too much? Me? I'm not doing anything.
He said Nigel's doing too much for Nigel. He says they're very emotional at the moment.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's an emotional guy, and when mums are ill, that's an emotional thing. But I just worry about how he would cope if and when his mum passes away. That's what, you know, I wonder who's going to look after him.
He looks at the happy things. And the kid, like, he's looking at the bad things in life. And that's just as good. And that's what I like about Nigel. He's singing a bit. Used to say sometimes. But let's do a duet with him one day.
You want to do a duet with Nigel? Dear God, man. Hello, it's Nigel here. Does someone want to do a duet with me at Hyde Park? Well, I'm sure, Jerry, that could be arranged very easily by you getting in touch with Nigel. I wonder how Nigel would cope with your Parkinson's. I suspect he'd be quite dismissive.
I think he might be.
And probably use some very politically incorrect language to describe you. I suspect that's how that would go.
I do my language. Language is just words.
It's just words. It's just words. It's only words.
Life is a roller coaster. Who sang that?
Who sang that? Boyzone, but the Bee Gees. The Bee Gees did the version.
Thank you, Tim.
It's only words.
I was on big radio when that was on. Making radio. I was a tech op when that was on.
When were you a tech op? When and where?
I was a tech op for a radio station in Macclesfield.
Which radio station was that?
Felch.
Felch?
Felch.
Did he say Felch?
He was a bit big.
He's saying Felch.
Silk.
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 Silk underwear.
Oh, God. That sounds...
Silk Macclesfield.
I mean, you're still good.
Okay.
Silk Macclesfield. Yes, there's a mask. You're just a big blue bear.
I bet it's not that. I bet it's a heart now, isn't it?
Oh, that's fucking Tesco's.
DJs in store anymore. I'm sure I'm old enough to remember going into a shop and there was a DJ behind a glass counter.
Top Shop
used to, didn't they?
The
chemists, Lloyd's Chemist has its own radio station that's piped through the country.
So does Topps Tiles, I think.
I did know that actually. Yeah, that
isn't,
rings.
Isn't Helen, wasn't Helen Lee on that at one point?
Possibly. Hey, listen, we'll all be there at some point.
Yeah.
That's the nature of this business.
I say the cure for these pretend pop star tapes. Pretend they can afford the licensing to your pretend pop stars. Think famous it. And let people know, man. It's like karaoke.
I'm getting like every fifth word, but I'm enjoying filling in the blanks myself. I'm getting pretend pop stars and karaoke.
C-Fax.
C-Fax?
He's Mr. Weird and he's just a page come round.
Okay.
He weirds the machine. Weirds. Filling the machine weirder. Have you been on Countdown?
No, I've never been on Countdown. Never been.
Would you like to go on Countdown?
How much does it pay? I don't care about being on the telly anymore. For me, the telly is all about banking the checks. I get no artistic pleasure from it.
Giles Brandreth? He's just in a chair. Yeah. These funny stories that you don't believe are all the crap.
I don't watch telly. This is the thing. I certainly don't watch any output as it goes out. I watch this War Games on the War Game, excuse me, on the BBC iPlayer, and I watch stuff on Netflix. At the moment, I'm streaming this show called Nathan Goes to Town.
There's
Nathan
Operation Good Guys on there.
Sorry, lots of single Operation guys. Where on Countdown?
Operation Good Guys on the BBC releases.
Lots of single gays.
Operation Good Guys. Operation Good Guy.
Oh, no, that's terrible. I hate that. The British BBC comedy where they're trying to be a bit clever and arch and, like, faux documentary. And it's... I hate that. I thought that was lousy. I thought People Like Us was lousy. I'm going to say it. I thought the Malcolm Tucker Show was lousy.
Hey, so you on the M Channel.
The
M Channel. The M Channel. And somebody has... Happy Mondays was on there to do the jigsaw or something.
The Happy Mondays were on there doing a jigsaw?
Yeah, the woman, she didn't know, so you were on this.
Okay.
You were on this with Frank. He's about to, and Frank is saying about you will choose the words and stuff. And lots coming up here on the train.
I'm struggling to get you tonight.
Frank Sidebottom.
Oh, there's... Well, interestingly enough, actually, it's funny you mention Frank Sidebottom. There's a little paragraph in two of the papers today that the inquest into his son's death, Harry Seavey, who was knocked
shocking.
Over, the inquest is going on. And it mentions that him and his mate were drunk and had taken half a tranquilizer each. So? Why is that? It's literally two paragraphs and one of the sentences is that.
Mm. The point is, that's not what he died of. He got knocked off his bike.
Reactions were dulled and all of that. Okay, fine, whatever. But why is that in the paper? The poor lad, you know. That's terrible, I thought. Jerry, I'm going to cut you off now.
No problem.
Up you on. Yeah, I saw that. I thought,
yeah, I saw it yesterday, but I didn't flag it up because I don't like it.
They were drunk and had taken half a Valium. It wasn't a Valium, it was a Xanax.
But
so.
You know,
so what?
The paper Kids I saw it in is read by people who go, ah... Right. Okay. Right. Don't care about him then.
Well, the people will say, "Well, he deserved it."
Yeah,
it's his own fault.
His fault, probably.
No, it's not. That's not his fault. All right, you can argue. Kid's dead, man. Kid's tragic family. Dad died. A little while later, the kid dies. Unbelievable. It's a truth universally acknowledged that if a series is so popular it draws 11 million viewers, then you should show it again. And now, more than 20 years after its original broadcast, the BBC's 1995 adaptation of Pride and Prejudice will be available for its many fans. Mm. I've got it on VHS. The award-winning series, which made Colin Firth a household name for his smouldering performance as Mr. Darcy, is one of eight classic box sets added to... Oh, eight? Added to the BBC iPlayer. It's only eight? Jeez. And one of them isn't a box set. So what have we got? The From the Archive section will let viewers enjoy shows that first aired up to 72 years ago. Others include the 1990 miniseries of House of Cards. The proper one, not... Doesn't have that pervert Spacey in it and around touching up people. He's not in it. It's the proper one. Viewers will be able to revisit 1958 sci-fi series Quatermass in the Pit. Not getting me hot so far. Dame Judi Dench's BAFTA-winning performance in 1966's Talking to a Stranger. Four plays recounting the events of one tragic weekend from the viewpoint of four family members. Will also be fair. Sounds all right. Mm. Might have some of that.
Dame Judi.
It's a rip-off of Rashomon, though. You seen Rashomon?
No.
Oh, it's a rip-off of Rashomon. Isn't it, guys? It's a rip-off of Rashomon. Pride and Prejudice, which saw Jennifer Eyle win a BAFTA. Boring.
No, it was good, that one.
Programmes would be... No. Programmes we found the BBC's From the Archive section. Launched last September, it hosts over 400 shows from 1946. So, this isn't a box set, but guys, get on this. You see what they've put up there? Nuts in May.
Oh, you're kidding me.
You just spent a fortune buying it on DVD. Well, you've got it to keep and treasure now, and it's a great thing. Nuts in May.
I just think that's very Fergal.
Guys, go. Well, Candice Marie, of course, the reason that it's up there is so that people can enjoy it. Guys, go and watch Nuts in May. You will not see a funnier, slower play. It's delightful, isn't it?
And you will not be able to stop talking like that.
Well, Candice Marie, I think the gentleman will be talking more like this. Let's go to the adverts as they're scheduled for now.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
The kids put the phone down. I was about to let them go. Kids, phone back. I was about to let you speak. For goodness sakes. 0344 499 1000. The Late Night Alternative, Monday to Friday, 10 o'clock at night. On Talk Radio, listen on DAB, download the app, or go to talkradio.co.uk. Let's go to Sam. Good evening, Sam.
Hello, mate. Just taking your speakerphone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, mate.
Right, just wanted to start it off by saying thanks to you and Kath. Been a bit of a hard time recently. My dad died recently.
Oh, mate, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, thanks, man. Just other things in general, you know, the usual kind of bullshit. And you two...
All right, that's a yellow card.
You two have been a real rock over the last few months. You're the only kind of constant in my... I mean, this sounds terrible, I know, but you're the only kind of constant in my life at the moment.
Oh,
and you're
so
there for me 5 nights a week.
Well...
And...
I feel bad,
you know,
I took Friday night off now! So I wasn't there for Sam!
I felt bad you took Friday night. Normally, I would only listen on catch-up late at night in the evening, but tonight I've tuned in live.
Oh, to what do we owe this pleasure, Sam?
Well, I felt you deserved a call because, like I say, you've kept me going for the last few months and you're always asking people to call in and I always listen after the event, so I'm too late. So I'm just trying... I have a few stories. I have lots of stories and I always want... When I listen later on, I always think, damn, I could have phoned in and... joined in with this conversation. A few weeks ago, you were talking about punching a seagull. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes. I do still, by the way, some people are saying that my campaign to cull all owls is just like to get publicity for the show. It's not. I'm seriously, we're making very, very strong movements.
They're a menace.
They're a menace. We're making very strong movements towards actually getting this official government policy to kill all owls.
Them and their 180-degree necks and their big wide eyes. Menace.
Yep.
Menace.
Yep.
But punching seagulls, it was weird that you mentioned that, because only half an hour before you'd said that, I'd been sat in my mate's front window, looking out the window, and a seagull landed And he said, I need to punch that bugger.
Wow.
So some kind of weird synchronicity.
Well, hang on. What happened? Was it all talk? Was it mouth and no trousers? Did someone go out and punch a seagull? What happened?
No, of course we didn't punch it. It was
cowards!
Cowards! A complete coward. But then, the night before that, you'd been talking about your experiences with Yuri Geller.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in fact, you interviewed him recently, didn't you?
Yeah, he came on the show and he did a little video for my kids, which is great.
Oh, that's how cute is that?
Yeah.
I had my own Yuri Geller experience some years ago. He used to live in Sonnen.
Yeah.
Near Reading. Yeah. And I don't know how familiar you are with Reading.
He was there for a long time, yeah.
That's right, he was. And my father, bless his soul, had several restaurants in Reading.
Yeah.
For a number of years, Italian restaurants. And I remember one lunchtime, I was sat with the manager of one of the restaurants. I used to live upstairs. And for some reason, Yuri Geller came into conversation and he didn't understand what I was talking about. And I happened to have a copy of the 14 Times magazine upstairs.
Yeah, yeah.
So I ran upstairs and got it, and it had an article about Yuri in it. And I showed the manager the article, and we discussed his pranks and his powers and his alleged, you know, magical gifts or whatever he's got.
Okay, yeah. And I
went off, and nothing more was said. But that evening, I was sat in my flat,
yeah,
the very same evening, and the same manager called me up and said, Sam, you're not going to believe this.
Here we go.
Come downstairs.
Yeah.
Come downstairs now. Yuri Geller has just walked in with his family looking for a table. He wants something
and
to
if
eat.
You hadn't have shown him that copy of the 14 Times, he wouldn't have had a clue who he was.
He wouldn't have had a clue who
wow.
he was.
Wow.
Unfortunately, the restaurant was busy. It was full. But luckily, we have another restaurant around the corner.
Yeah.
So the manager sent him to that. I went round the corner to my father's other restaurant where he was sat eating with his family.
Yeah.
We waited for him to finish his meal, and then I timidly approached him and asked him if he would do the thing with the spoon.
Yeah.
And I gave him one of our teaspoons, and he did it. And the most incredible thing was he did it in his hand, but then he placed the teaspoon on the bar.
Here we go.
And he said, look, it's still bending. And without him touching it, I was watching it, and I was convinced it was still bloody bending.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if he'd hypnotised me, I don't know if it was suggestion, or if it was really still bending, you know, because I've read up on a little bit of mentalism and trickery. I like to dabble in a little bit of magic, so I know there are routines and methods and things like that.
Yeah.
But it was the most incredible performance I'd ever seen. Absolutely stunning. Right.
Blimey!
It's
an incredible thing to see. I've seen him do the spoon. I've seen him do the spoon in front of me, and to be stood, you know, a foot away from the man while he does it, it is incredible.
But hands off as well. Hands off. He removed it from his hands and placed it on the bar. And I don't know, like I said, I don't know if it was a suggestion or what.
I used to have a spoon that he bent and he signed it, and he used to sit on top of my TV, and it got lost in a move somewhere, and I wish I still had it.
Snap. I kept that spoon,
but
I no longer have
how
it.
How freaky, though, that you were talking about him that day and he came in.
That was the great thing. I thought my manager was winding me up. And especially when I went down to the restaurant and he wasn't there because he'd sent him off because they were, you know, full.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when I got round the corner to my dad's other restaurant, I was just shocked. It was fantastic.
Man,
but he wasn't too happy when I mentioned James Randi.
Well, here's the thing. James Randi, for those who don't know, is the American guy who spent a lot of his year proving or disproving magic,
right.
You know, disproving psychics and all of that. But James Randi's an interesting character because he's also...
Incredible bloke. Well, he's
fascinating, but he's
incredible.
Also been accused of ignoring... There was a Greek doctor. I can't quite remember this story properly. If someone knows it better, phone me up and tell me. But there was a Greek doctor who had purported to have done something that we might consider to be magic.
Yeah.
And
he had some power.
Something like that. And James Randi kept wanting to investigate. And I've got this slightly the wrong way round.
The Greek doctor wanted to claim this
prize. I follow Randi in magic quite closely, so I've not heard this one. But
you know,
go on, carry on.
James Randi's offered a reward for anyone who can
and
prove...
And no one's ever claimed it, that's
well,
right.
Well, that's not true. So,
well, no, his own people have claimed it.
No.
Hang on, Sam, have a listen.
So he's offered this reward, but you have to jump through several hoops in order to do it. So this Greek doctor says, OK, I think I can come and prove this. And every time he tried to arrange it... something would be put in the way so he couldn't go. And James Randi...
So Randi would put him off?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then but on the technicality.
And then he eventually said, oh, the time limit's over, you've missed the window. And everyone's going,
no,
you bent the rules, Randi. You bent the rules. So he's not quite as straight as... Sorry? He's not quite as straight.
Oh, you're breaking my heart, man. You're breaking my heart. Oh. The old man's a hero.
But he's also, you know, he wants...
a showman of his own sort.
He wants to keep the narrative going.
The amazing Randi.
He wants to keep the narrative going his way. So if there's anything that might cloud that, then he'll brush it off.
Did you really think he would go? I mean, he's got enough of a reputation himself to keep his own narrative going, as you say. You know, he is the amazing Randi. He's written loads of books. He's well regarded and well respected in the magical community. He's constantly touring, and
you should question everybody.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
And you've told me, you have told me, so far, you have told me a story, two stories about Uri Geller that sound amazing and sound incredible, but you know that actually happened. And all we've got about Randi so far is that actually he might be a bit bent. What you've told me about Uri Geller is more impressive than what we've got about Randi.
Do you know the other? On face value, I have to agree with that, I suppose. But the thing about another thing about Geller is he just released a DVD into the magical community. Now I've not bought it because I think it's something like £120.
Right. Who's this? Who's done this?
Geller.
Right.
And that's a series, it's got like interviews. It's not like a documentary. I think the idea is it's a manual, you know, it's a practice, it's a teaching DVD. I mean, the magical community, people put out DVDs all the time to learn different routines and that. You can buy hundreds of different magicians who do spoon bending routines that you can buy and learn, et cetera, And now Geller has brought his own DVD out to the magical community. Like I said, I've not seen it, so I can't comment on the content.
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting to know if he's given...
Here we go. I've got the answer to this. I've got the answer to this, right? Who cares if Uri Geller's a fake? Who actually cares? Like, let's assume for a second that he can't bend spoons by the power of his mind. What harm has he done? What harm has he done?
At the end of the day, it's not a big deal for me to prove him, to disprove
exactly.
him.
Exactly. He's done no harm. All he's done is brought joy and entertainment and wonder to the world. That's it.
I do question this stuff about him flying out over mineral reserves and making his millions by divining and where all
the stuff is. What harm has that done? So all right.
It hasn't done any harm.
Okay, but hang on, shut up. He's either lying about getting paid millions of dollars to go and find oil for oil companies.
I find that questionable, but yeah.
Right, so he's either lied about it, or he's taken millions of dollars from oil companies that are worth billions of dollars that are raping the world. Those are the two options.
Like Randy, it's a story he's put out to keep his narrative going. Like,
well, that's the first thing I just said, that he's made it up. So he's either made it up,
right,
or he's taken millions of dollars from companies that are worth billions of dollars that are raping the earth.
And given them what they wanted.
Yeah. So either way, who's hurt? It's a great story.
I can't dispute that. It's just. It's a bit disingenuous to come out with something, I don't know, claim you've made $1 million from finding...
What is wrong, right? What is wrong? What is wrong with... Hang on. Let me finish.
Yeah, go on.
What is wrong with coming out and manipulating the press with a little bit of theatre? Something that I'm quite familiar with. What is wrong with that? As long as no one gets hurt, as long as no one's life is ruined, as long as poor people aren't losing money... What's the problem? It makes our lives a little bit better. It's theatre.
Yeah, no, I really do have to agree, I suppose. I worked for Mark Thomas for 7 years, who was another great manipulator of the press. So, yeah, I have to agree. You're right. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, I'm just bringing it up. I'm not making a big deal out of it. I'm just saying these are some of the things that he has claimed or that's out there comes together.
All right, Sam. Hey, listen, man, nice to talk to you. I'm sorry for the loss of your dad, but I'm glad that you finally managed to give us a call, and we'll speak again, I'm sure. Thank you very much indeed. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Excited to say that the kids on the summer holidays who are phoning in pretending they're from America are back. Evening, kids. We'll come to you in a second. Let's go to Oliver first. Hey, Oliver.
Hello. Hi, Ian. Hi, Kath.
What you got for us, boss?
Ian, with your farm...
Yes?
Would you consider making it vegan? Because I think you have to improve your image with animals.
Can I still... slaughter cattle?
No.
If I don't... Let me finish. Okay. If I don't sell their flesh... Would a frudder, a frozen udder that you can suck on in this weather, would a frudder be considered... That would be vegan, wouldn't it?
Is the cow still alive when it's...
No. The cow is still alive. You kind of just cut the udder off and freeze it, and then you offer it as like a lolly to kids. A frudder.
I don't think it works. Why are you so against animals? I didn't hear about this punching a seagull.
I don't remember the punching a seagull. I've never punched a seagull. I'm against owls because they attack me, and I'm against cows because they taste delicious.
I've got a new theory of the owl. I don't know if you'll hate me off this, but...
I'm not that keen on you already.
Huh? After this...
Yes?
What was the question about having sex with animals? It was like, if you had to have sex...
If you had to have sex with an animal, what would you have it?
What situation would lead to that?
Okay, well, I can think of loads. All right, so you go home one day. Have you got kids?
No.
Have you got mum and dad?
Yeah.
All right, you go home, you open the front door, your mum and dad, you go around to your mum and dad's house, you go in, and they're tied up and they're gagged.
Oh, my God.
And there are two masked men there, and they've got guns pointing at your parents' genitals. And they say, unless you go and have sex with an animal, which we will be able to get because we have contacts in the farming and the zoo industries, we're going to shoot your mum in her fanny.
Yeah, but this is
I would totally have sex with an animal if it stopped my mum getting shot in in down there.
But that wouldn't be an honest answer, because I would say like a great, I would say like a blue whale or something like that.
Bang! She gets amazing. Shot. There's one shot right in her in her genitals now. Now the gun's pointing at your dad's genitals.
Well, I gave an answer.
Yeah, you're giving a cocky answer, boy. Give me another answer. Otherwise, your dad gets his dick blown off. What animal are you going to have sex with?
A raccoon.
There you go. See, it's not that difficult a question.
Yeah, but it'll take ages to get
it's
a
not that
difficult.
No. You have said, Oliver, if you had to, you would have sex with a raccoon. You've said it, and that's fine. That answer's out there. That exists.
From?
That exists in the world now.
Oh, no, everyone knows.
Why do you hate animals so much, Oliver, that you want to have sex with a raccoon? You sick deviant. They're tiny things. Well, maybe, I don't know. I don't know you.
Yeah, well, it's bigger than a kitten.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
You could be dreaming and meeting each other in a dream.
On Talk Radio.
Good evening, Daniel.
Good evening.
Hey, man, what can we do for you?
So I was watching on YouTube and I thought I'd give it a call.
You're not Daniel we were speaking to earlier, are you?
No, but he was the one who sent me.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I'm playing Fortnite with him right now.
Shut the front door. Are you?
Yep.
Come on, man. It's 9 minutes to one. You shouldn't be playing Fortnite. You should still be out drinking hooch.
Oh.
Okay, fine. Are you any good at Fortnite?
What, sorry?
Are you any good at Fortnite?
Yep.
How many games have you won?
2,000.
Shut up, man. You're just making that up now.
Nope.
I don't believe you for a second. Anyway, listen, thanks for calling. We've got to move on. Let's go to Ben. Good evening, Ben.
Hello, Ian. I heard you talking about breast cancer.
Yes.
And antiperspirants or whatever.
Yeah, hang on one second. This isn't the guy that was rude to you, was it?
No.
Okay, sorry, Ben. I thought I was thinking you sounded like someone else. Yeah, go on, man.
No, my dad got prostate cancer years ago.
Where was he spraying the deodorant?
No, mate. Dairy products.
No.
We're not cows. We shouldn't be drinking that stuff.
Every man gets prostate cancer at some point. If they live long enough, every man gets prostate cancer.
Well, not if you go to areas on the planet that don't have dairy in their diet. If you go to areas like Japan's got double the population of Britain.
Yeah.
Yet they've got literally, I mean, I don't know how many cases of prostate cancer and breast cancer. I mean, put it this way. America,
Google prostate cancer in Japan, please. I know they don't have much dairy over there, and buying cheese is a nightmare. But every man will get prostate cancer.
Yeah, but what?
You get an old guy who's in his 80s and he dies or something. You go and examine his prostate, he'll have a little bit of cancer in there.
Oh, man. Oh, well,
that's true.
All I know is if you go areas on a planet where they don't have...
Well, hang on a minute. Catherine Boyle is researching that as we speak.
Yeah, there's something here. Prostate.net.
Well, okay, let's find a website that's not...
We are not cows.
Shut up. I know we're not cows, man, but you're a tit.
Well, why do we drink that stuff?
I don't... Well, because it tastes so good!
Yeah, but you wouldn't be able to sell goat's milk without... I mean, they have to write goat's milk on it. So why don't they say cows semi-sim milk?
Because that's a stupid thing to say, because we all assume...
No, I think it's all about the farmers and the landowners.
Oh, don't be such a... No, don't talk conspiracy.
All right.
No, but listen, Ben, we don't put cow's milk... Because, well, first of all, a lot of milk has a picture of a cow on it, but we as a species assume that milk we are buying is from cows. Goat's milk is labelled because that's the unusual milk.
Well, a lot of kids these days in schools, apparently they did a survey, these young kids in primary school, they didn't even know that chips were made from potatoes.
What's that got to do with cows?
We are the only species on the planet that consumes another...
So what? It tastes delicious. Yeah, you're talking about potatoes.
Who started it?
I don't know. A pervert, but he got lucky.
Wealthy landowners gave the milk to the peasant labourers on the land.
Oh, Ben, you're talking nonsense, man.
I'm not talking nonsense.
Milk is not a conspiracy.
Would you consume pig's milk?
That's sure. Why not? I've consumed cat's milk.
Would you put your ex-wife's breast? What is
my ex-wife's breast got to do with it? You absolute tit.
She's human. No, I'm saying, mate, she's human.
Why are you bringing her into it, you idiot?
Because she's a female. I'm just saying.
Well, why don't you bring another female in, you idiot? You're talking rubbish. Thanks for your call, man. I appreciate it.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.